There's a natural desire in us to think that really important changes in our lives have to be linked with something big and flashy. If something really does need to change in my life, it feels like it takes something pretty spectacular to make it happen. And then apply this to our spiritual lives. We are continually being told how critical and necessary a connection and relationship with God is, because He will really help whatever you need. So then we think, well, if a relationship with God is that life-changing, that necessary, then God must do something big in order for me to see it. Today, God is really asking us to rethink this. So first, we're going to look at our readings. We're going to see that common remedies are going to help us. But then let's see, there is a temptation to think that if they aren't big or spectacular enough, then I'm not even going to try them. To begin, our readings today really demonstrate this. Humans think that life-changing events need to be accompanied by something out of the ordinary so that they can get our attention. In the first reading in the gospel, we're dealing with the disease of leprosy. In the time of Christ, this was a devastating diagnosis. First, there was no cure or real prevention back then. The deal is your body decays from the extremities down and then inward, losing fingers, hands, blindness, and then death. Second, because it was highly contagious, you were isolated all by yourself. No friends, no family, but you could live with other lepers, but it was a very grim existence. And because this disease is so devastating and life-changing, it's human nature to think that the cure has to be something spectacular. Naaman from our first reading. Right before what we heard today, Naaman was stricken with leprosy. He searched for a real prophet of God and found Elisha. Waiting for a flashy miracle cure from God, the prophet Elisha then told him, all you have to do is go wash in the Jordan River 7 times. To Naaman, the cure seemed too normal. It seemed too mundane. Naaman was outraged because it's like Elisha wasn't taking his disease seriously at all. Same with the lepers in the time of Christ. The healing didn't happen with a song or a dance or an explosion of any kind. It just happened. But in both cases, following those normal everyday instructions healed them. The washing in the Jordan gave Naaman fresh, healthy skin. And the lepers were cured silently while walking because they just followed the instructions that Christ gave him. It wasn't fancy. It was a clear and simple remedy. And that's exactly our point today. Most of us, we come to Mass and we're told how Jesus can help us specifically with what we need. Literally, whatever your burden is, anxiety, impatience, restlessness, if you feel lost or isolated, angry or addicted, we keep hearing from Scripture and the priests that God is the exact thing to jumpstart our healing. So what do? We prescribe more prayer time and then maybe more study, either through reading, YouTube, podcasts. But what the thing that truly stops us from taking part in these is, are the thoughts and feelings that these remedies are too common. These cures can't possibly help me with my specific problems. And if anyone completely gets that, it is me. When my best friend invited me to a Catholic men's group in my early 20s, I thought it was pointless. How could studying about that same old church that's 2,000 years old, and then add some time in my day where I actually stop doing productive things and then I add some prayer, how could those actually help me with my real day-to-day concerns? But I trusted, I gave it a shot, and in the end, those common everyday practices work. It really jump-started things that I was hearing in Mass about God. The connection was really happening in my own life, and it was happening in real concrete ways. The end result was healing some wounds that I thought I was just stuck with the rest of my life. And that's our exhortation today. There's a natural temptation in all of us to dismiss prayer and the community aspect here at church because it all seems very common. More time here, can't possibly help me with my problems out there. So I ask you today to pause and examine, is this how you really feel? Because we are confronted with the same temptation as Naaman. The temptation to say, the remedy that Jesus gives for my problems, they're too simple. God, it's like you're not taking my struggles seriously. Well, I'm asking you to trust me right now. Prayer and joining some of the groups here at church, they really do work. All of you don't get to see it often, but I do see it a lot. People who choose the small, simple ways of following Christ in his church, and then real change happens. The change sometimes happens dramatically, but I would say a lot of the times it really is slowly and silently that they just get better and better. And what do those changes look like? Honestly, people become more themselves. They become more genuine, more free. They move from being fragile to strong. They're at peace because they get to be themselves in front of God the Father more often. They know their flaws, but they still love themselves. All of these things are the subtle work that a connection with God does. I invite you to look into our small groups that are starting this fall. I invite you to look into a schedule where there really is a bit of silence each day in prayer. Maybe even for you, once a week, a holy hour in our adoration chapel. That might be for you. Because these things really do lead to healing. The healing that happens invisibly over time, like the healings that we heard in our scriptures today. This morning, I'm going to pray Eucharistic Prayer 2 because we're asking Christ to change the gifts we bring during offertory into himself. And during Eucharistic Prayer 2, it reiterates our point today. We ask the Lord to send down spirits upon them like the dewfall, like the dew on the grass. It happens quietly, subtly. Sometimes it just appears. But this is how God works most of the time. So today I ask you to pray for courage and the humility to connect with God. It might not be in the flashy moments, but where he usually is, he's usually in the quiet, subtle ways of learning his way of life and a daily habit of connecting and talking with him. So fight that temptation to think that this cure is too common, because I promise you, this cure is the real remedy.